Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Madam Secretary General, Madam Shamika, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, I would like to begin by expressing my sincere appreciation to Ms. Shamika for her comprehensive report and extend my gratitude to her team for their diligent efforts. We commend UNCTAD for preparing the invaluable Digital Economy Report 2024. Given the rapid growth of artificial intelligence and the related issues and its wide-ranging implications, we strongly urge the continuation of this report series. I would also like to express our sincere appreciation to the speakers for their insightful presentations and deliberations. I associate myself with the statements made by the G77 and China, as well as the Asia-Pacific group, and I would like to emphasize the following points. Mr. President, the UNCTAD Digital Economy Report 2024 highlights the persistent digital divide between and within countries. We urge increased efforts to bridge this gap, ensuring that the benefits of digitalization reach all segments of society, particularly marginalized groups, women and rural communities in developing countries. As we embrace digital technologies, we must prioritize their environmental impact. We call for the development and adaptation of green technologies, energy-efficient data centers, and sustainable e-waste management practices. This goal can be achieved by addressing technology transfer issues comprehensively and practically. We believe UNCTAD can play a crucial role in facilitating this process. The Global Digital Compact should be also explicitly address the environmental dimensions of digitalization. To fully harness the potential of the digital economy, developing countries require substantial support in building digital skills and capabilities. We urge UNCTAD and the international community to enhance capacity building programs focusing on emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, blockchain, and then the Internet of Things. Mr. President, robust digital infrastructure is the backbone of the digital economy. We call for increased investment in broadband connectivity, especially in the least developed countries and the rural areas. The Global Digital Compact should include concrete commitments to support infrastructure development in developing nations. As highlighted in the Digital Economy Report 2024, data has become a critical resource. We advocate for fair and equitable data governance frameworks that respect digital rights, ensure data privacy, and allow developing countries to benefit from their data resources and respecting the sovereignty of its states. We emphasize the need to foster digital entrepreneurship and innovation ecosystem in developing countries. This includes access to funding, membership programs, and supportive policy environment for tech startups and SMEs. Mr. President, the growth of e-commerce presents both opportunities and challenges for developing countries. We call for measures to ensure that local businesses, particularly SMEs, can effectively participate in global digital market. As our economies become increasingly digitalized, cybersecurity becomes paramount. We urge for international cooperation in building robust cybersecurity capabilities and fostering digital trust. By recognizing the potential of AI and other frontier technologies, we stress the need for ethical guidelines and regulatory frameworks to ensure these technologies benefit all of humanity and do not exacerbate existing inequalities. We support the development and deployment of digital public goods that can accelerate sustainable development in areas such as health, education, and financial inclusion. Mr. President, in conclusion, As we look towards the Global Digital Compact, we call for a truly inclusive and participatory process that gives equal voice to developing countries. The digital future we shape must be one that leaves no one behind, respects our planet, and drive sustainable development for all nations. We urge UNCTAD to continue its valuable work in this domain and to strengthen its support for developing countries as we navigate the complexities of the digital age. Let us work together and ensure that the digital revolution becomes a force for inclusive growth, environmental sustainability, and shared prosperity. I thank you.